This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
They say if you live long enough, you will have seen everything and heard everything. I don't think I've lived long enough for the things that I'm hearing these days. There is a body count trend that is going on right now. I'm sure everybody probably, well, most people have heard about it. A certain age group. I have this urge, I should say, because I don't know what else it is, to say publicly the things that I think they actually should be ashamed of. To say publicly the number of men they have slept with. This has nothing to do with being a feminist or what men can do, a woman can do. It's the fact that there is no modesty, there is no thinking. I'm telling you, there is no thinking about what they're doing for what? Internet fame? I just saw a girl, maybe in her 20s, early 20s, who seems to have no shame. Not even a shame, there's no shame. Who said she just slept with 25 men in one day. And you know, like, yeah, I did it. She slept with 25 men in one day. She called it pulling a train. I know what a pulling a train is, because to me, it's abuse. It's actually treated as abuse. It's a gang initiation in some gangs where you've got to sleep with as many men as are in the gang for the female to be allowed into that gang. And this is a girl who was not forced, in any way to do it. And she's saying this, you know, with a very good smile on her face and advertising the fact that now she's going to go to 100 men in one day. And she wants the public, you, to be part of it. I'm not sure what she means by that. Is she going to be filming while she's doing it? Just the thought of it, just the visual, unfortunately, I think in pictures, and just the visual has got me in a twist. It's actually got me in a twist. And I'm like, what is going on? I am so lost for words because I don't know what we're not. Is it that the children were not brought up properly? Is it that they have no regard? Actually, they have no regard for their body, do they? They have no regard for who they are, where they're going in life. It's a now moment, but how can your now moment be that takes so much out of you? Do they understand the consequence of this in their body? Do they even think of future? What is going to happen to them? I'm trying to really work this out and it's not working. Is it that she's got going around with condoms, or is this, would you like to sleep? I can't even understand how she got all of this done. And she's not the first one. She's saying, actually, let me go away from there. And there's another one. Another young lady. I don't think this one is that young, but she obviously is not smart. I'm trying very hard to be charitable. It's so early in the morning. I need to be a nice person today. She had an infection. Women, you know what it is I'm talking about. She had an infection and she used that infection to bake bread. Yes, she had an infection and she used that infection to bake bread. And she says this publicly. Yes, it was a yeast infection. She takes something that she knows is an infection, makes something to eat, and she eats it. And, oh, shame. And then she got thrush in her mouth. I don't know if it's the thrush in her mouth that is worrying me. No, that can't be what is worrying me. How do you know that something is poisonous? Because an infection is not something good for you. That's why it's an infection. And then you knowingly make food out of it and you eat it. And then you publicize it. Somebody pinch me. Pinch me. Tell me that I'm still here on planet Earth, because it's very scary now what people are able to do, what people are doing, and the fact that they don't think that this has any consequence on themselves. They don't think, you know, the word modesty has just gone out. There is the stupidity in the behavior that is being it's not just that it's being advertised, but people are actually hailing it. Because if you're not getting the followers, if you're not getting what you think is fame out of this, why are you doing it? In what way would you honor your parents? Or maybe that's out of the window now. Honor your parents, honor your family. Obviously, you're not honoring yourself, that you will talk about sleeping with 100 men, talk about taking a yeast infection and not even advertising the fact, because that's what it is. Even saying to the public, I have a yeast infection. Really? When did that become something to be proud of? You can see I'm this morning, I really don't know what's going on. And there's the thing with not showering. I don't understand the use of these days. The thing with not showering, there are two people. There is a boy who haven't had a bath. I don't know why I'm saying a boy, but it has to be that his mental age is boy, because he's got to be older than that. He is older than that. I've seen him, who has not had a bath in over 100 days. He's not showered in 100 days. He's not cleaning himself, and is living at home. He's old enough to be out. He'll be out of my child will never even go that way. He's living at home. He's advertising all the yucky stuff that is happening to his body from not showering. From not showering. And now he's not cleaning himself even when he does a number two, because he uses a wet wipe and oh gosh, it is just so disgusting. And they advertise and people are following this and they're watching it. Obviously, I stumbled upon it. It's not the kind of thing that I would spend my life doing. How do you watch these things? How do you watch reality? This is disgusting reality. And of course, someone else took it up as well. There's another girl that is doing the same. And she claims, oh gosh, so my voice is getting louder. She claims that when she goes out now, everything, our senses are so tuned in now, you know, so heightened now, that she smells people, she smells things, and she just want to come back home. I think she's smelling the wrong thing. She's smelling herself. Do bodies decay when we don't wash them? Because these people are not living on the streets. They're living in the house. They're not living on, they're living in the house. Why am I doing this well in the morning? Because I just got so tired. I saw something on my way to work and I just like, okay, I really need to get this out of my mind now. Maybe if I share it and someone else can tell me, you are on the right planet. It's just these people that have lost their way. That's the only thing, they've lost their way. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.